Welcome back. 1234, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now via telephone, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Harris, Washington Times sports editor. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Andy. How are you, sir?
Doing just fine. I love the Russell Wilson story in today's Washington Times. The Seattle quarterback was the boy who made it big, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, he was such a great, polite kid. I loved everything about him, but if you had told me that night I wrote about at the banquet, you know, he's going to start a Super Bowl in like 6-7 years. I said, come on. Come on. Let's not get carried away.
Yeah, now this was a story that you wrote in today's Washington Times. For those who are unaware of it, you'll want to check it out because you were actually working in Richmond and you were, you were the MC of a banquet? Is that what?
Yeah, I was the sports editor in Richmond, and one of the things we did is we chose a high school athlete of the year. We chose Players of the Year by All Sports, and okay. He's still the only two-time Football Player of the Year. But then we did one Athlete of the Year, and it was Russell this particular year, 2007. So we have a banquet where, you know, the coaches, and there are a lot of college coaches there because there's a lot of good athletes there. And Russell was our honoree that year, and he just gave a dazzling, incredible, moving 10-minute speech about a doctor he knew who had died in a plane crash.
Hmm.
Fairly close to the date of the banquet. And it was, like I said, in there, at 18, he had more charisma than anybody in that room.
Isn't that something? Huh. All right, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming Super Bowl as the hype begins. I want to know how much damage Richard Sherman has done to his own team by his actions.
Well, there's two ways of looking at that. He's either painted the Seahawks as loudmouth punks, which is certainly not fair. You know, you got Russell Wilson and I'm sure a lot of good, solid people on that team. But the actions of a few can taint the work of many. But another guy said, you know, this guy went to Stanford. He's about as dumb as a fox. And the only thing people are talking about right now is the Seattle Seahawks. Now,
yeah.
I'm not sure I buy that. You know, if I'm Pete Carroll and I just posted a story on our website not long before you called, where Carroll pulled him aside and said, hey, you know, that's not how we want to represent the Seahawks.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I wonder if he's just a brash loudmouth or whether he's trying to, you know, draw some attention to the Seahawks.
Yeah.
He was successful. Let's say that.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, though, how many times will the video of that be shown in the locker room of the Broncos? That, and even Pete Carroll, you know, said that, hey, we're the best. You know, the bragging, I guess, can be used as a weapon against you, and that's what I'm sort of concerned about it. Although at this stage of the game, I like what you wrote about Russell Wilson, and he certainly appears to be a good guy. But I sincerely hope that Peyton Manning cuts this guy up and throws him away. And I hope he throws in the direction of Richard Sherman all day long.
I suspect he'll try to do that. Now, is he successful? I mean, Seattle has been labeled as brash most of the year, despite the fact that the quarterback is anything but. So, you know, that's not really new. I think just Sherman put it on such a huge stage that there are more people now going, holy cow, these guys are something.
Yeah.
And I think your point, you know, how many times is that going to be shown? You think the pregame that lasts about 12 hours is going to show that a few times?
Yeah, really. Champ Bailey gets his shot at the big game.
Good for him. You know, he was here for a while before he went out there, I believe, in the Quentin Portis trade. And he's been such a good player for so long, just for Super Bowl.
Yeah, 35 years old.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great matchup. If you'd have said before the season these are the two teams that are going to be there, I think everybody would applaud it. You got to believe the highest-ranked offense and the best defense by rankings. And I want to say it's the fourth time there's been a Super Bowl that's matched those two elements.
Yeah.
And defense has won three of the four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Very quickly here. Capitals, ouch, what happened? And yeah. And Philip Grubauer, he headed to Hershey. What's the deal there?
Yeah, you know, he was the savior. He'd been the guy. That's when they wanted Madison Square Garden back in December and kind of taken over the job. But then I don't know whether reality set in or whatever. He got pulled in back-to-back games. So they finally decided, you know, that's the answer to the goalie jam. Let's send him out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're still trying to work a trade, whether they're going to go with Hopi and Neuwirth, but that team has got a lot of issues. I mean, they've got a difficult second-half schedule. Big West Coast road trip coming up where they're going to go to Anaheim and San Jose, Los Angeles, a bunch of places they're probably not going to win. And they've probably got to get 42 points in the remaining games to get in the playoffs. And I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Yeah. All right. And finally, I have just a few seconds left, but the Wizards best the Sixers, 107-99. And they reached that 500 mark you and I talked about.
Again.
Hey, how about
now,
that?
Now, will they get over it tomorrow against Boston? Who knows? They haven't been over 500. I think I had hair last time they were over 500. So we'll see. They had a chance against Detroit Saturday, a team they should beat at home, and they didn't do it.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Mike. Good stuff. Thank you. We'll do
all
it
right.
again.
We'll talk to you hopefully live on Thursday.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Washington Times sports editor Mike Harris. Coming up, just a couple of minutes, Dave Boyer from the White House. I'll find out what's happening there today. Don't go away.